rejoice. And again I say rejoice.
McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Hi, and welcome to a show entitled Rejoice in the Lord Always. Rejoice in the Lord always. The scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 19 through 24, and reads thusly from the NIV. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, in a little while, you will see me no more, and then, after a little while, you will see me? Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So if you now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. As Jesus spoke to his disciples, he was referring to his death by crucifixion on the cross, which was soon to come. Also, he was referring to his resurrection, which would follow 3 days after his death. Jesus said that at his death, the world rejoices. At Jesus' death, the world would rejoice. That's because the world's principles are in many instances in direct opposition of God's principles. How can the world's opposition to God make us feel as believers? Well, sometimes it may make us feel confused. It may make us feel out of place, or we may feel like misfits. Worldly opposition to God's principles may reduce us to tears and weeping, just as the disciples wept at opposition to God and his son, Jesus the Christ. However, Jesus encouraged his disciples by telling them he will see them again. They will see each other. And no one will take away their joy. In the Old Testament, the prophet Habakkuk spoke of how he would rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in God, his Savior. From time to time, we experience difficulties, hardships, and sorrows. But we must keep our focus on the promises of God through Jesus. And in God's appointed time, our joy will be complete. Jesus told his disciples of an entirely new way to relate to God. Those words are very relevant to us today as believers. Whatever is needed, ask it in Jesus' name, and it shall be received. No longer do we have to go to the priest to get a prayer to God. That's because after Jesus' resurrection, we as believers can go to God in prayer with all the rights and privileges thereof afforded to us by Christ's sacrificial death on the cross. We can ask what we will in Jesus' name, and he will make intercession for us. And in knowing this, no one can take our joy away. Therefore, we can rejoice in the Lord always because of what he has done for us and for all that he will continue to do for us. The closing song is Rejoice in the Lord by Ron and Shelley Hamilton.
Trying his servant and molding a man. give thanks to the Lord, though your casting seems long. In darkness he giveth a song. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. I could not see through the shadows ahead, so I looked at the cross of my Savior instead. I bowed to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Now I can see testing comes from above. God's strength in love, my Father knows best, and I trust in his care. Through purging, more fruit I will bear. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knows of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business, to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at blackstarfundllp.com.
There are so many people who are physically challenged for whatever reasons and are unable to read God's word for themselves. Then there are others who enjoy listening to the scriptures being read or sung. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of godsword.eprn.us, and I am elated to be counted among personalities as Alexander Gorby, James Earl Jones, and Victory Boyd, who meets the needs of God's people in this capacity.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.